Hi, this is Lenny from 7BTV, your local authorized Dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7btv.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
Whether you want to take a break for lunch or wind down at the end of a long day, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint is the place to go. Jalapeno's is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Need a banquet room for meetings, special events, or a birthday party? Jalapeno's has a perfect one waiting for you. To find out more, stop by Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free rebounding, and totally free goalkeeping. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of Sandpoint High School sports so you can listen to Bulldogs games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Mountain West Bank Halftime Report, featuring the Jalapeno Stat Page, this week in Bulldog Sports, and last week Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game.
All right, we're back here on KSTT and Rock 103. It's the Mountain West Bank Halftime Show. We thank Mountain West, a member FDIC, equal housing lender. With all three branches in our area, Ponderay, Sandpoint, Newport, Mountain West Bank, we love high school football, and we thank one of our injured Bulldogs for helping us out, Merrick Bach with the staff, helping us with the Jalapeno stat page, and of course, Jalapeno's the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and Jay, the staffs are the perfect reason why you can sometimes go to staff's house.
You're exactly, yes.
Because the Bulldogs have amassed a grand total of 65 yards on offense. Jackson Pettit actually, when he's had a little bit of time, has done okay. 7 for 9, 45 yards, a touchdown, and 1 pick 6. The Bulldogs have amassed, that's in quotes, 10 yards of rushing. That's a grand total of 65 yards in the first half. On the other side of the ball, 148 yards of rushing, 99 yards of passing through the air on 8 of 10, 247 yards. The Bulldogs are being outgained 4-1, but the Bulldogs have Tyler Lehman, who's Johnny on the spot thinking about it, and when the field goal is blocked, he picks it up, he returns it for 88 yards and a touchdown, and just like that,
yeah,
the Bulldogs are in front. The Bulldogs dominated for 20 minutes of this first half. Dominated. Oh, somehow find a way to be only down 11-0. Even with the pick six and the safety and all of the rest of the stuff that's gone on, and they get a little drive, they kick it off, the Titans get all the way down inside the 5-yard line. Titans would have been better off if they didn't have a timeout to have to fire. They would have had the lead. But they call timeout, they set up a field goal. The kicker has yet to hardly get it above the crossbar. One of the Bulldogs blocked it. I didn't see which one. And then Tyler Lehman picks it up, and boom, you got a touchdown. The Bulldogs have a 13-11 lead as we head into the third quarter of play. So absolutely bonkers first half. Enjoyable here on KSBT and Sandpoint Rock 103 in Kootenay. This is the Mountain West Bank Halftime Show. We need a few minutes to think about what's gone on. When we come back after a few of our fine sponsors, some ABC News, we're going to have our Sayers Jewelers Players of the Game. We'll talk about what's going on in the rest of Bulldog sports. Get you geared up for the Vandals tomorrow as well. Once again, in a wacky first half, 13-11, Bulldogs. This is KSBT and Rock 103.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One in Sandpoint. Save time, shop online.
Summer's winding down, so come out today and enjoy the taste and view of summer at Ivano's Del Lago at Beyond Hope. Ivano's Del Lago is now open 7 days a week through Labor Day for lunch and dinner. You'll find fresh seafood, grilled steaks, delicious cocktails, and an unbeatable view. Enjoy either of their two locations, Ivano's on First Avenue in downtown Sandpoint or Ivano's Del Lago at the Samoan Peninsula on Lake Ponderay. A Sandpoint tradition for over 30 years, Ivano's Ristorante and Ivano's Del Lago.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Hurricane Dorian leaves rescuing still going on in North Carolina. Roads reopened in South Carolina. And from the Carolinas to Maine, wind, rain, rip currents. Some repairs to be made. Overnight, the now offshore center of the storm is expected to be near Nantucket. Tomorrow night may be hitting Nova Scotia. The humanitarian crisis in parts of the Bahamas after Dorian is deepening. Hospitals are overrun. Captain Doug worked at a harbor.
This was ugly, mean, wicked wind. I have no other way to describe it.
This man asking President Trump to send help.
So whatever I could send people over, especially for the power. We need the power so bad.
At least 30 deaths in the Bahamas from Hurricane Dorian as the search for the many missing continues. That number is expected to rise. A tragic link just established.
Rushing to the World Trade Center on 9/11 was particularly costly for firefighters. Those who were first on scene when the toxic dust was thickest were 44% more likely to develop cardiovascular disease than firefighters who arrived even the next day. Doctors at Albert Einstein College of Medicine also found those first on the scene firefighters developed higher rates of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and obesity. Study authors said cardiovascular disease should be added to the list of conditions covered by federal law. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Investigation underway.
The House Oversight and Judiciary Committees have now officially requested documents regarding possible violations of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause. The inquiries involve two issues. Vice President Pence staying 180 miles away from his meetings in Ireland this week, lodging at the President's International Golf Resort on the other side of the country, and also President Trump suggesting next year's G7 summit be held at his Doral Golf Resort in Miami. House Democrats have referred to each of these instances as potential conflicts of interest and a waste of taxpayer funds. Trevor Ault, ABC News, Washington.
You're listening to ABC News.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 36 years combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
For over 40 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has always looked for ways to make your life easier. And now Superdrug offers point-of-care testing. This means that you can walk in anytime for a strep or influenza test. Their pharmacist will perform the test, and you can walk out with a prescription and or over-the-counter needs in about 20 to 30 minutes. Caught early, these infections can be treated and complications can be avoided. Blood glucose and cholesterol testing is also available. Stop in today. Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Hey there, it's me, Bugsy. You know, the bug. I'm hiding out again because Northern States Pest Control put a hit out on me. You believe it? Me, lovable guy I am. Anyways, today I'm here on behalf of ants, specifically carpenter ants. From the Latin, campo notus annoius. Yeah, they annoy me too. But what country is this? What, no arrest? No trial? Northern States Pest Control just comes by your home and eliminates them. I mean completely. Gone. Kaput. No more ants. I'm considering a filibuster. And they don't kill just ants, neither. Spiders, silverfish, anything, cockroaches, it doesn't matter. Plus even rodents. They're a complete home care company. Northern States Pest Control. They're bad news for bugs like me. Here they come. I gotta get out of here. Call Northern States Pest and Weed Control at 208-265-9619 for all your pest problems.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free rebounding, and totally free goalkeeping. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of Sandpoint High School sports so you can listen to Bulldogs games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
And we are back here on KSBT and Rock 103. Chris Chaffern, Jay Vandenberg along with you. And it's time for the Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game. And we have a revision from our jalapeno stat page. The Titans did not run for quite as many yards as we had anticipated or thought they did. They only had 85 yards of rushing to go with their 99 yards of passing. So not quite as much as it looked like at first blush. But the Bulldogs still have a 13-11 lead in what is quite possibly one of the wackiest halves of football that I've had the enjoyment to call. It's time for our Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game. Your hometown jewelers open 7 days a week in the Bonner Mall. It's Sayers Jewelers. And we want to anoint Jackson Pettit as the Player of the Game from week one as the Bulldogs took on Post Falls. Jackson had a spectacular game last week, and he was he really had a real fine game in last week, throwing for almost 299 yards. He was 21 for 32, three touchdowns, and I believe he had one of those running. Just all in all, an excellent game from Jackson last week. So he's our Sayers Jewelers the Player of the Game from last week. What's going on this week in Bulldog sports? Well, the volleyball team's in Lewiston for the Lewiston Invitational this weekend. The runners are in action, I believe, at Farragut across country in that Invitational this weekend. Swimmers get rolling. They're going to be in Moscow at the Icebreaker. And other than that, things quiet on the Bulldog front with the soccer team having been in quite a bit of action already. And so they get the weekend off from games, as far as it looks. And a tough one yesterday for the girls and boys. And interesting, you know, a senior night last night for the girls. And, you know, my first thought was senior night. It's 3 days into the school year.
That's right.
But apparently, and it, you know, makes a lot of sense. That was the game they got under the lights at Memorial. They wanted to do their senior recognition at that point. And who could blame them?
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
who could blame them? That's, you know, that's the creme de la creme of places where if you're playing on an outdoor field, doing it in Sandpoint, or just about anywhere, frankly, for that matter as well. So lots going on, and we are just getting started. We are closing in. We are now, about a month away from the Bulldog Bench Ball Scramble. Details, please, sir.
Yes, so Bulldog Bench Fall Scramble is going to be October 5th, Chris, Saturday. We're going to tee off at 10 o'clock, and we're hoping to fill it up. You know, last year we had 33 teams, and this year we're hoping to get 36, fill it all up. But, you know, our title sponsors, again, like to thank them year in, year out, is, you know, Columbia Bank and North Idaho Title. Our hole-in-one sponsor this year is Taylor & Sons, and then our tee sponsors is Realm Partners, Tom Puckett and Teague Bowen. And really do appreciate all their support with this event. excited to be out the Idaho Club. So, and for the prospective golfers to go, Idaho Club, yeah, let's go. Who do they get a hold of?
They get a hold of Jay Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Barry Depot.
Again, I think that's something that anyone can figure out.
You can actually also we'll be posting the flyer on the Bulldog Bench Facebook page here this next week, so you can go there, check it out. But yeah, you know, we're thanks to the Idaho Club too. You know, they basically give us the course, so it's a big deal for us, and we're able to really raise a lot of money and help support Sandpoint Athletics. So it's,
okay, so and let's talk about Bulldog Bench as well for a second here. For those uninitiated, Bulldog Bench is the booster club that helps not just football, not just sports, right, but all activities.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, Chris. And, you know, it's always been a misnomer that you know, Bulldog Bench was just a football booster club, and that is far from the truth. Actually, you know, football probably gets the least amount of money from Bulldog Bench. We've given out probably over $100,000 since we just kind of got rejuvenated about 12 years ago, 10 years ago, by a group of guys that's not my age. But
sure.
But, you know, we've been able to do a lot of things for every program, track, cross-country, soccer, girls and boys, cheerleading, wrestling mats, just a lot of stuff. And we really do appreciate all of our sponsors. Our whole sponsors for $100 to sponsor a hole. We thank them because without them, it's, you know, we're unable to kind of do these nice mm-hmm. things, these programs sure. to the coaches. So, yeah.
And the coaches are so appreciative. I
yes.
can tell you that for
they are
for sure. We're going to take our final break when we come back. Third quarter kickoff is just around the corner here on KSBT and Rock 103, and we'll do that in 2 minutes.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay. 208-263-6820.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free rebounding, and totally free goalkeeping. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of Sandpoint High School sports so you can listen to Bulldogs games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
And we're back here on KSBT on Rock 103. Chris Shepard and Jay Vandenberg along with you as we get set for the third quarter of action. Bulldogs will get the full ball first. And we want to remind you that we've got Vandal football tomorrow night, a rare prime time Kitty Dome affair at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Oh, what? We do.
We do. Pre-game at 5, kickoff at 6 tomorrow night.
Who they got tomorrow night?
Central Washington.
All right. Hey.
Just about 47 notches down from Penn State.
Yeah, God, that was, I watched like the first first half, and you know, they actually didn't look too bad there the first quarter, but, you know, just, you could see the, just start to wear on them. Just, you know, just one line of Penn State guys after another, and you know, they got out of control there in the second half, but
pick for what was $1.5 million or
$2 million? Sure, exactly.
But was that?
Hopefully, the training table was extra special this week for those guys.
Yeah, I think you know, a lot of battles. You know, I did read where you know pretty much all the battles had to play. They didn't go with their starters the whole time.
Okay, that's good.
They
get them beat up.
They didn't want them to get beat up. Yeah. So a lot of Vandals got the opportunity to step on the field to play in the big stadium there in front of 105,000.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Biggest crowd, I think, ever at Penn State.
Really?
Which was phenomenal, yeah. Maybe it was the biggest fans, most fans that Idaho's ever played
that's
in front of.
Probably. I can't imagine that they're setting a record for the Vandals when they have
105
issues. That's a lot of guys. So here we go. Kick comes, and it is taken by Elijah Larson at about the 5-yard line. Bulldogs setting up the return to the far side. Larson is up the middle. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. And he's knocked down, not quite to the 40, I take it, actually. About the 38-yard line. Flag down at the 40-yard line of the Bulldogs. Was somebody offside on the Bulldogs, possibly?
My God.
That's way too far downfield for a hold. One would imagine, but we'll see what the officials come up with here. And it is not too far downfield for a hold. So somebody holding far, far ahead of the play. Going to mark the Bulldogs back to the 30, but still, reasonable starting position for the Bulldogs at the 29-yard line, who wackily lead 13-11 after a nutty... you know, I said this when we came
51
back.
51 yards of total offense.
Yeah, 51 yards of total offense, and the Bulldogs are leading the university. I just without words, said how nutty and how great the Bulldog defense was inside the 25-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, you know, actually the Bulldogs, you know, inside the 20, inside that red zone, have done really, really good job.
Excellent job. So, offense is time to pick it up and join the party. Here we go. Let's see what happens. Hand up the middle. Little room this time, right up the middle, and dragging Titans with him is Garrett Cox across the 30 to the 35. That's a gain of 6. It's 2nd and 4, and that's, you know, in Jeremy Theobar's dream scenario, you handed up the middle. Get 6 yards. 2nd and 4 is a pretty good down.
Yeah, we're in good shape right there, but again, that nice, tough run there. He's wrapped up, you know, a few yards downfield, but able to keep his feet chugging.
Take handoff this time. They throw the screen to Niemela. He's got room at the 40. He gets to the outside of the 45. Still on his feet, but he's out of bounds. And then he's hammered after 4 whistle blows by a Titan. And he's 5 yards out of bounds. So the Bulldogs get the ball out to the 48. So that's going to be a gain of 13. But you can tack on another 15 on that one because he got lit as he was letting up out of bounds.
Yeah, he got laid out there, Chris. And what I just love this this play, Chris. It's pretty simple. Just a quick little screen out to the right side. Christian Niemela Jackson does a great job of just freezing the linebackers, and that allows Brandon Casey to tackle in the guard to get out to lead the way on that block, and that frees up Christian to take the ball down 15 yards downfield.
Yeah,
big play.
I didn't see who it was, but a nice kickout block almost all the way out to the sideline that allowed Niemela to get to the inside and pick up all those yards. So Bulldogs in the lead and on the move so far here in this third quarter. Just getting started, second half on KSPT and Rock 103. Bulldogs at the 36. Another jump on the blitzing linebacker, but he stays on the defensive side of the ball. Set it. Fakes handoff, throws it. It's caught. Max Steelbar with the little just sit down in the middle of that defense. And get about 7-8 yards on first down.
Absolutely. You're working the inside there. The big guy's linebacker. He just goes in there 5 yards, makes a nice catch, catches the ball first, turns around, sees the pressure, gets down, and, hey, we'll take that 7-8 yard pass and catch all day. Great, good job on Jackson Fetter.
So second down, long 3. Ball at the 31, 30 and a half probably. Standpoint on the move here. Opening possession, 3rd quarter. Take handoff now. Pettit throws it in, and it overshoots his intended receiver, Steelbar, at about the 25-yard line. Had to loop it up and over one of the real tall defensive linemen, and just couldn't get it down in time to get it to Steelbar.
Yeah, it's good. That's you know, they're looking Steelbar's way a little more this game. You know, only one pass completion to Steelbar last week, and that actually resulted in a fumble. But again, you can see the Titans loading up against you know, Elijah Larson and Christian Niemela to that far side. So it gives the Max Steelbar over here on the other side to make some
down and about four. Set it. Keeps it. Tries to run to the first down, runs out of a tackle, and he's going to be very close to a first down before he's knocked down. I think he's going to have it. Might be just short. Fourth and, let's see, a foot? Well, yeah, how about inches? Fourth and 6 inches. That's the spot where they normally just do the whole, yeah, we'll give it to them.
See if they can't bring in Tag Benefield here, the short yardage guy, and get it done.
Well, they have brought in Tag Benefield, the short yardage guy. Little change up in personnel. The Bulldogs have to call timeout with the play clock down to one. Part of that was the referees waiting around and the play clock's running. Then all of a sudden the Bulldogs are out of time and they have to waste the timeout. A 9:47 left here in this third quarter. Bulldogs on the move up 13-11, and this scoring update brought to you by Burger Express. 100% hot and fresh. Delivers any sandwich for free, family-owned and operated. Go Bulldogs.
This is the deal right here. Coach Knowles is talking to the head ref right now, Chris. That's the exact thing. He goes, how are we supposed to know what we've got going on here if you are not making your decision, but the clock is running, and you're not giving us an opportunity to get lined up because we don't know if it's a first down or, you know.
Or, we don't know if it's first down or fourth and short. How are we supposed to get the right package when you guys have the play clock running and you're trying to figure it out yourself?
I'd be upset if I was Knowles. You had to burn one of his timeouts, and that's just not good officiating there.
Yeah. First game for these Washington officials as well. So as the timeout unfolds and the Bulldogs look over this fourth and short, the timeout is now ostensibly over. Teams are headed back to the line of scrimmage. And a big play for the Bulldog offense here now at the 28-yard line. One receiver, Niemela, far side. Tight rotation. Formation otherwise. Benefield standing right behind Pettit. Bulldogs go through the feign snap count.
They got Niemela one-on-one again out to the outside.
Now Benefield steps right next to his quarterback. They fake it. They throw it on the near side, and they're going to be
got it.
First down yardage. So they act like it's going to be a short tight formation and a run, and instead they throw it to the tight end, Lehman, and he gets enough for the first down inside the 25, gain of about two.
Boy, I just love that play call. It's, Titans right there to make the play, but Lehman's showing some strength there as he turns and twists, is able to fall forward and then pick up that extra yard to get that first down.
So the Bulldogs with a two-point lead, looking to increase that and looking to put up what would essentially be 20 straight points. They go to Niemela in the end zone, and he jumped just a touch too soon and was already coming down when the ball got there, incomplete, very well covered by University on that sideline.
Jackson needs to put it out there a little bit further, Chris. He gave Christian an opportunity to go up and make the play, but as he gets that ball a little bit further down the field, I think Chris is going to catch that over his shoulder for a touchdown.
Yeah, give him a chance to run under it instead of having to go up and fight the defensive back for it. So second and 10, Bulldogs still right inside the 25-yard line. Back to pass, Pettit, big rush. They've got the play to Garrett Cox on the screen. He's breaking tackles. He's got a first down inside the 15, down to about the 12. So the Bulldogs had the perfect play call on, and Jackson Pettit executed it as well perfectly.
I was just going to say, Chris, what a great job of Jackson, just toughness, just sitting back there, and he knows he's going to get hit from the backside if they're bringing the pressure, and he throws a nice ball off to Cox, who is able to pick up 12 yards and a first down, but again, my hat off to Jackson Pettit.
So first down, ball at the 13, Bulldogs, who with about, 2 minutes left in the first half, trailed 11-0, now leading 13-11, and I guess this is why you defer your choice to the second half. Handoff up the middle. Cox, Ferdy, into the end zone, touchdown. Picking his way, and the Bulldogs lead it 19-11.
Boy, what a great run by Cox. Great job by the offensive line on the right side. Opened up a nice little hole there, and he's able to use some speed. You know, Garrick is one of the quicker, faster guys on this team, and he showed it right there as he's able to knife through that that line and pick up a, what was that, 12-yard touchdown run. And Bulldogs really starting to make some things happen now. So the Bulldogs get their first extended drive that really pays dividends of the game. And the extra point is up, and it is good. Bulldogs, just like that, have put up 20 straight. 8:43 left third quarter. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this. Timeout.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One in Sandpoint. Save time, shop online.
Summer's winding down, so come out today and enjoy the taste and view of summer at Ivano's Del Lago at Beyond Hope. Ivano's Del Lago is now open 7 days a week through Labor Day for lunch and dinner. You'll find fresh seafood, grilled steaks, delicious cocktails, and an unbeatable view. Enjoy either of their two locations, Ivano's on First Avenue in downtown Sandpoint or Ivano's Del Lago at the Samoan Peninsula on Lake Ponderay. A Sandpoint tradition for over 30 years, Ivano's Ristorante and Ivano's Del Lago.
Back on KSBT and Rock 103, Bulldogs with the ensuing kickoff. Dylan Peterson getting set to kick it deep as the deep guys are bunched together at about the 15-yard line. Now they spread out just a bit, see where the Bulldogs want to kick it. They're going to kick it to the far side towards the sideline. It's going to roll and be picked up at the 10, return to the near side, and then right up the middle and knocked down at the 20. So great kickoff by Dylan Peterson, kicking it over there but not kicking it out of bounds and not really giving the return game a chance to operate for University.
Yep, well done. We got a Bulldog down here on that. Yeah, just about right where he took off the kick. What happened there?
That could possibly have been contact over there.
No, I don't.
Probably think another cramp situation. Yep, there goes the toe, and
is that Benefield?
Maybe. Not sure why he would be on kick coverage, considering all the other things that he's doing. But have to get his dad to buy him some Gatorade or something.
Well, yeah, he's going to have to start drinking gallons of water, you know, every day.
Every day, yeah, no kidding. Because his cramping might have cost the Bulldogs. No, it's not. It's Cox. Garrett Cox, and that again as well. Another guy who needs to be, you know, loading up on the water because, you know, he's an integral part of this team, both offensively and defensively. And with the number of Bulldogs going both ways,
you
need to keep him on the field if possible.
The lesson plan for this next week is everybody drink water.
That's right.
Lots of fluid.
So we've got 8 minutes and 36 seconds left here in this third quarter, and a stunned U-High crowd. Here they are on offense, University handoff, nowhere, loss on the play as the Bulldogs have that one snuffed out quickly. It looks like Benefield again and Sam Puckett again in the vicinity, and it's going to be second down and 11 after the loss of one plus.
Well, yeah, Benefield's just really tough to block, Chris, and you see him, he reads the play really quickly and is able to get up there, and you know, he's just a big, strong kid, and you know, the guy trying to block just kind of bounces off him. He did squirt right through there and make contact and does a great job of finishing the play, too.
Yes. Lead backs aren't going to do much to him, that's for sure. Receivers can't block him. Back to pass, looking into the slot, and it's nearly picked. Should have been. Oh, would have been a touchdown. The only thing you could say is one of his teammates kind of cut in front of him, the Bulldog in the vicinity, Lance Harrison. And that should have been a pick and possibly another Bulldog touchdown as the quarterback that time, Morse, threw it high and wide.
Yeah. yeah, you know, Lance Harrison probably just getting his first varsity experiences. You're kind of showing a little bit of that inexperience out there, just not finding the ball, you know, looking at the receiver and absolutely had an opportunity to make a big play right there for Bulldogs. So third and long for you, High, and the Bulldogs chomping at the bit to get the ball back on offense after the last drive. Now Mars back looking, throwing deep. He's got a man out there. It is dropped right through the arms of the intended receiver, Larry Kennedy. And while Elijah Morse has thrown some wobblers tonight, Jay, that was a strike that probably should have been caught.
Boy, tough over-the-shoulder catch, Chris. Don't, you know, I tell you what, Lance Harrison, he had him well covered. He had it, you know, anything underthrown, it would have been his the whole way. So that ball thrown high into the outside. A tough catch, but a catch. The ball thrown right where it needed to be.
Yeah, it was the only place that the catch could have been made, frankly.
Yeah.
Based on the pattern. So, 7:40 left. Bulldogs already up 9, sitting on a 20-point run. And theoretically, with Christian Niemela standing at his own 50-yard line, should get some pretty good field position. The punt nearly blocked. The ball's going to roll, and wisely Christian lets it do so. And a great punt all the way down to the 38-yard line. So that's a way to flip the field if you're a university. Bulldogs, though, will take it at their own 38 on offense and look to see if they can't put some more points up on the board. Wow, what a turnaround it has been in the last, 7 minutes of game action.
Yeah, it's getting my Bulldog blues there in the first half, Chris, and just starting to kind of start pouting here because we couldn't do anything with the ball. But tell you what, a couple big plays, that special team big play gets the momentum going, and then the Bulldogs get the ball and start the second half, and it really looks sharp coming out of there. Whatever the coaching staff has seen, what the defense is doing, now the Bulldogs starting to maybe exploit that a little bit. Jackson's doing a great job of just directing the ship, let's see if they can't continue to do that.
I mean, lost in what's going on. The Bulldogs have given up 3 points in this game to University so far. So we've got a flag down.
They're going to say it's a late game.
Wow. Can't call another timeout. So on the change of possession, the Bulldogs can't get the boy, they must be pretty quick with the old play clock around these parts.
It's already running already.
So first and 15. Hand off to Benefield, tag the guy, and then he's going to continue to wind forward and fall and gain 7 yards on the play that should have gained 3. Now Uhigh is going to have what can only be described as likely cramping situation.
Yeah, Marquise Milton there. He gets a little action on the offensive side of the ball also, Chris. Yes, early in the year, still pretty warm outside, and you can see these things.
But can't overemphasize the hydration angle of these early season games.
But what a great run right there by Hennefield. Jeez, I mean, he was hit maybe after 1 yard, and he just kept the pile going, and it shows you the toughness. And what a great weapon to have. I mean, unfortunately, Brady Kaepernick, with a knee injury, not sure what the status with him is, and then. You have the luxury of having Garrett Cox, who's a great change of pace back, as a strong runner, and then you got
that's right.
He's the best defensive player in probably North Idaho, and he can line up a tailback too and get the job done. So what a great luxury that is.
That is a spectacular luxury, and Garrett Cox is a fairly powerful runner. I don't think anyone would classify him as a scat back, right? He's not lightning. He's fast, but he's not lightning. But then you bring in. What can only be described as the Bulldogs battering ram as Tack Benefield, who, how do I put it this way, will seek out contact at every turn.
He's not going to shy away from it.
No, he is not, on both sides of the ball. And, boom, 7 yards. And he comes out of the pile and falls forward after, running into about 3 guys and somehow bowls through them and ends up, gaining those extra 2 yards falling forward and turning what was a first and 15 into a second and 8. And the cramp situation for the Titans is all figured out, and we're going to be back to football here momentarily. 20-11, Sandpoint in the lead here. Game 2 of the 2019 season. This scoring update brought to you by Burger Express. 100% hot and fresh. Deluxe any sandwich for free. family owned and operated. Go Bulldogs. Thank Burger Express, Sun Rental, and Ivano's for our scoring updates. All of our Bulldog sponsors bringing you exciting. And it has been exciting for these first two games, especially Bulldog football here on KSPT and Rock 103. Headed with four wides, two each side. Benefield behind him. Benefield sets it up, and there's a pass caught to Niemela. And a nice job by Tag picking up the blitz and stopping it in its tracks. First down yardage. And a flag down at the very end of it.
It's definitely, you know, Tech Benefield came up and did a great job and just really blocking the linebacker to the outside. And it got in a little thugging message. It's just Tech really coming into that block. And then the kid, Blake, just takes him and just tosses to the ground. Gives Tech a little bit of business. His tag was the play's over, and he continued to play. And 15 yards, Bulldogs favor.
So we got a 10-yard pass play for a first down. 15 more yards, and what started out to be a very happy night of football for the Titans is quickly turning into the Bulldogs looking to really increase this lead now with the ball down to the 33-yard line. 6:50 left here, third quarter. Clock running, and the Bulldogs on the move. Benefield still right behind Jackson Pettit. Hand off to Benefield. Benefield following his blocks, gets to the outside, and is going to be knocked down, but not before he goes for six maybe. So second down coming up, ball inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. So we've got 5 yards, second and five.
Well, I tell you, Chris, you know, what a great job by the offensive line, and you know, kind of got off to a slow start here in the first half, and you know, they slowly started to take over the line of half here and done a great job.
So second down, five, Bulldogs. Four wide, one back. Pettit, clapping out. Steps out, throws it to Thielbar on the screen. Thielbar hammered at the 25, but that's another positive gain. Going to be about three, going to bring up a third and two from the 20, just inside the 25. Bulldogs quickly out of their, you can't even call it a huddle. They just kind of ran into the same vicinity for a second, turned around, and off they went. So third and short. I suspect we're going to see a handoff to number 22. 5:30 and the clock rolling. Benefield now right beside Pettit, near side, handoff, up the middle, driving forward, keeping the pile going. First down inside the 20 to the 19. That's another gain of four and a Bulldog first down. And we've got two injured Titans at the end of that play.
Yeah, Benefield just leaving a
trail of destruction.
Could have said it better myself. Yeah, he just, a nice little hop there to find the hole and then just lowers his shoulder and puts the hurt on a couple Titans defenders there.
Wow. Pretty impressive. 5:22 left here. Bulldogs up 20-11 and looking to increase that lead as we head towards the fourth quarter. Coming up after the game, we will be bringing you the Pierce Auto Center postgame show. We'll have the Jalapeno staff page once again. Hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Knowles before the game. I was out forecasting how far the microphone will work.
Aha.
So I know my range limit tonight.
To give
the power button is fixed.
Nice.
So you don't have to hold it.
I can do some work up here.
You can just do some work up here, yep. So hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to Coach Knowles. But, yes, I'll have to track him down and probably bring him back to our side. But the injured player off the field, and the old number 77 may have not been injured on the play, but he took the opportunity to get a rest in.
He was a little slow getting up, I tell you that.
And he stayed down on one knee for the entirety of that. So, first down, 10 Bulldogs. Just inside the 20. Looking to increase their 9-point lead. Now the formation tightens up. Bulldogs come up, load up the near side, hand it to Benefield. He goes right up the middle. He's still on his feet. He's dragging guys down to the 10-yard line.
That's going to be close to another Bulldog first down. I think he's got it inside the 9. So a 10-yard gain for the Bulldogs and first and goal from the 10. And I'm no play calling genius, but about 2 more hands off to Benefield, the Bulldogs are going to be sitting at 6 more points.
Yeah, I tell you what, yeah, I've got second down and short, Chris. It's a great opportunity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's first and goal. So first and goal. I saw the guy give the signal. He must the guys with the sticks must not have seen it. They hand it off up the middle. This time it goes to Lehman. Lehman driving guys forward. A lot of it sideways, but he's going to get some positive yards. 2 maybe. Second and goal coming from the 8-yard line. Clock continues to run. 4:40 left. Bulldogs. Now spread out this time with 3 wide, 1 on the far side. Looks like it's back to pass Pettis, looking, throwing in the end zone. He's got a man out there. It's caught. Touchdown. Max Steelmar goes up and gets it, and the Bulldogs now have scored 26 straight points in the last 10 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah, I tell you what, great job right there by the Bulldogs. And, yeah, beautiful throw right there. Just working their way to Max Steelbar. What a great play call. And he does a great job of just getting 10 yards deep into the end zone there and getting out towards the sideline. The ball thrown away from the away from the defender who's on the inside. And Max is able to go up and make a great catch. And his first touchdown of his Bulldog career.
And he's going to stay in and hold this extra point with 4:18 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs. Now up 3 scores. Extra point is up. It is good. Bulldogs have a 27-11 lead. We'll be back on KSPT and Rock 103 after this timeout.
Hey there, it's me, Bugsy. You know, the bug. I'm hiding out again because Northern States Pest Control put a hit out on me. You believe it? Me, lovable guy I am. Anyways, today I'm here on behalf of ants, specifically carpenter ants. From the Latin, campo notus annoius. Yeah, they annoy me too. But what country is this? What, no arrest? No trial? Northern States Pest Control just comes by your home and eliminates them. I mean completely. Gone. Kaput. No more ants. I'm considering a filibuster. And they don't kill just ants, neither. Spiders, silverfish, anything, cockroaches, it doesn't matter. Plus even rodents. They're a complete home care company. Northern States Pest Control. They're bad news for bugs like me. Here they come. I gotta get out of here. Call Northern States Pest and Weed Control at 208-265-9619 for all your pest problems.
We're back on KSPT and Rock 103. Chris Chapper and Jay Vandenberg along with you. And after a wacky first half that ended in a Bulldog touchdown on a blocked punt, standpoint, a blocked field goal, thank you. The Bulldogs have dominated the third quarter from both sides of the ball and now lead it 27-11. Peterson with the kick. Again, angling for the sideline. He gets it there. It's picked up at the 15. And then down the far sideline to about the 30-yard line comes the return for UI, Larry Kennedy. And the UI offense trudging back on to the field.
Number 77 has had a hard time moving out there.
he's had more football than he wants tonight, that's for sure. He's like, what? Got a whole another quarter and a quarter left? Hey.
Yeah, Bulldogs defense, you know, really starting to get some momentum here, trying to control that defensive line of scrimmage. And we're starting to tackle better too, Chris, which is good, I think.
So here comes the University. Now down by 3 scores. That kind of takes the whole we're going to pound it at you aspect out of it. There's a run to the outside that's going to get a few yards out to about the 35. And pretty nice job that time by the Bulldogs, number 23. Lance Harrison just giving up his body, taking the block so his teammates could come and, you know, make the tackle.
Yeah, he went in there and took on the lead blocker. And he got hit pretty good, but that's what you do. You take on that lead blocker and then allows another Bulldog to come over and make the tackle. But not after a five-yard game, but great job by the Lanterns.
So second and five. Here we go for University again. Senior quarterback Elijah Morse hands it off near side. We got a first down and then cutting it back into the middle. Still on his feet across the 45 for a gain of about 11 that time. Number 24, Kobe Gilbert. And the best run of this second half for the University there. And they've got the ball almost to midfield after two plays.
Yeah, just a good block to the outside on Isaac Webb. Chris, our outside linebacker, he loses his contain as he's not able to get outside and force that play back up the middle. And boy, that was a nice run and by the Titans there. Now they're kind of getting a little bit of momentum. That's their best drive here since early in the first half.
Titans, Morris back looking, running for his life. Got a lot of room, and he decides to take advantage of some of it. Cuts against the grain. He's still on the field. 50. And then taken down at the 47-yard line.
That's blocking back right there, too.
Gain of 7. No extra laundry on the field.
Yeah, nothing there, but Elijah Larson there, about ready to make a tackle, and the receiver comes in, throws his shoulder right into his back and you know, knocks him right into the ball here, the quarterback, but definitely could have been a penalty call on that.
Clock rolling with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left, third quarter. Bulldogs up 27-11. Bulldogs have run off 27 straight points since they went down 11-0 late in the first half. There's a hand up the middle, a spin out of a tackle, a break, another tackle, and a good run still on his feet. 20, 25, looks like he stepped out of bounds, but I guess not. Oh, they did. They call it at the 25, and that's going to be another big gain of about 21 yards for Gilbert, and another one that probably should have gone for about 3 or 4.
Yeah. The Titans just, pretty flat, to start the second half. Now put some things together.
Well, for the Titans, the good news is they finally got a drive going here. The bad news is they're in the area of the field where they have been ground down by the Bulldog defense so far tonight. Take handoff, roll out, pass caught by the fullback, and he's going to be tackled after a gain of about 7 or 8 by Benefield, looks like. Nice little play there. Again, this was sort of the formula for them early. Run it, run it, run it, bootleg, get some yardage. But eventually, they were stall out inside the 20. Well, they're there now, University, inside 20 down to about the 16, facing their second and 3. Morse up under center. Gilbert right behind him. 3 wide for UI this time. Hand off to Gilbert. He stutter steps to the outside. Gets another first down to the 10-yard line. Thrown down by Benefield, but not before he gets about 6 yards. And it's now first and goal for U-High with 1:11 left here in the third quarter.
Yeah, again, the Bulldogs just lose a little bit of containment, allowing their running backs to get outside, and that's where they're able to find some room to maneuver and pick up the positive yards.
Well, the Bulldogs lost Will Treadway in the first, play of the game, so they're a little thin on the defensive line tonight. Brandon Casey probably played more on D-line than they expected. There's a hand up the middle. This one snuffed out. Not much at all. Second and goal coming up from about the 9-yard line.
Yeah, great job again. Keith Jensen there making initial contact. Then like Brandon Casey there to pinch him off.
You're listening to Bulldog Football on 1400 KSBT and 103, Rock 103. That's 102.9, 103.3, 106.7 HD2, also on our streaming app. So you've got the loads of chances and choices when it comes to Bulldog football. And if you want to relive the glory, we'll have the audio posted by Monday for all of the game action that takes place here tonight. Morris back to pass, throws it into the corner. It's up and defended nicely, knocked away. Is that Cox on the coverage? I think it was.
I think it's
Is it Harrison?
Yep, Harrison over there.
Yep, Harrison running step for step at the last second, just put his arms up and knocked the football away. So third and goal. And we won't be seeing any more field goal attempts from the Titans for a while, I'm pretty sure.
You think so? Never know.
Well, it hasn't worked out too well for them so far. And 3 points would get you within two scores, but you got just one quarter left. In fact, this will be the final play of this third quarter. The quarter the Bulldogs so far have dominated. Back to pass, thrown out and incomplete. Not even close to his intended receiver. Morris overshooting Larry Kennedy. They'll change ends, and it'll be fourth and goal for the Titans. We'll see what they do after this with the Bulldogs up 27-11 on KSBT in Rock 103.